This meditation is appropriate for children and adults alike. For this exercise, you'll need a piece of paper and a pen. If you are so motivated, you can also use crayons, colored pencils, or markers. This episode has references to emotional abuse and may be considered triggering by some, so just be mindful. As part of their project to raise awareness about verbal abuse, the Swedish company IKEA placed two plants in completely identical environments. Researchers showered the first one in compliments and beat the second one down with insults and cruelty. You may not be surprised to hear that, despite receiving the exact same amounts of water and sun, the plant that was spoken to with tender and loving words blossomed, while the one that was spoken to with cruel words withered away. So, what does that mean for you as a human? Well, while you are not a plant or a flower, you may not be surprised to hear that exposure to negative words, hate speech, or verbal abuse during your formative years can result in wilting. You may not have had the support you've needed to properly grow. As a child, people may have been mean to you. They may have called you names. At home, you may have been called names, and at school, you may have been called names too. Perhaps you were even hit or kicked. And now, as an adult, you find yourself behind. In this episode, I'll guide you through a meditation designed to help you develop the skills you need to protect and grow your garden. Please take out your paper and writing utensils. Draw a container of some sort in the center of your page, like a square, rectangle, circle, or whatever other shape you'd like. It should be big enough for your hopes and dreams. Leave plenty of space on the outside. This is your garden. I'll give you a few moments to think about the shape you'd like it to take. Inside of your garden, you'll write positive things. They can be anything you want. You can draw shapes, plants, or flowers, or even write down words. Maybe you'd like to write down your skills, the names of people who love and have loved you, animal friends you adore, your accomplishments, your dreams, your hopes, your favorite memories, things you are wishing for, whatever you'd like. I'll give you a few minutes now. Please enjoy the stylings of Mary Brace as you create your garden.
How near you are, I trace the footprints in the sand back to where I am. You comfort me with green apples. You do all that you can. The sea and cross the land right into my hands. I find you lilies from among the brambles. I do all that I can. I've seen El Paso lights become a diadem at night. Seen the harvest moon become a pearl, and all of this is true. I'll tumble for you, babe. I'll open doors to roads that circle back around to you. Around 4 in the morning, when pale stars begin to thin, the beauty of it washes over me. To let the day breathe and to watch the shadows go with you, my beloved. Thank you.
Outside of your garden, you'll write down some negative things. Maybe they're cruel words spoken to or about you, or the names of people who have hurt you, or sad experiences you've had to go through. If writing the words is too hard, draw scary or unpleasant shapes. I'll give you a few minutes now. Now, look at your garden. Why don't you give it a name? Write it on top. It is yours. No matter what has happened to you in life, no matter what will happen to you, it is always your job to protect your garden from pests and diseases. It is your job to clean up the weeds that will occasionally pop up in your garden. It is your job to make your garden beautiful, expansive, and worthwhile. No one else, not a parent, teacher, significant other, or friend, can do it for you. How can you grow your garden? That is something only you can answer. But regardless of who you currently are or what abilities you think you have, if you set the right intentions and work with purpose, you are capable of creating a beautiful, expansive, and worthwhile garden. As you nurture and care for your garden, you must develop strategies to protect yourself from pests and invasive species. Because as your garden blooms with beautiful flowers, with bright and happy colors, you may experience some strange situations. When people from your past see how you've blossomed, they may try to enter your garden, either by request or force. The sensations they bring to you may feel unwelcome, especially since you have worked so hard to create a beautiful, perfect life for yourself. You can tell them to stay away from you. You do not need to feel bad about protecting your garden. You do not owe them your growth. While it is important to not be unkind in return, so that you do not disease your own garden with cruel words, you are allowed to say no thank you, you are not welcome, and stay away from me. They may try to push through, and they may try to make their problem with your newfound beauty your problem. Do not let them. Do not even pay attention to them. They do not matter in the garden of your life. Some people may become jealous of how tall and beautiful your flowers are. Pay them no mind. You cannot control how they respond to you. Do not let negative emotions from other people stop you from making your garden beautiful. Other people may see your garden and demand access to the fruits of your labor, and you are not required to share them. At the same time, it is important to not overwater and overprotect your garden. After all, plants that are in soil that is too wet will not get enough oxygen, which means that their roots will die and no longer grow. For your garden to become exceptional and beautiful, you must take some risks. Some of them will help your plants grow and others will not. And you cannot let trauma or disaster stop you from trying and loving your garden. You will find that your whole life is a balancing act of how much to protect or open your garden. Once your garden has fully blossomed, you will find it a joy to open the gates and let other people in and take part in what you have grown. You will find that in your life, there is no greater joy to share your garden, what you have grown, your flowers that have blossomed, with those who appreciate and love them and you. Thank you.